I know that some of you, Ditzik was not your favorite class, but just in regards to the lachos of Kriyas HaTorah, again, there's places where it's very significant. It's also, it happens to be significant in davening also. There's an overlap between the two. So we gave one example where the difference between Mil'el and Mil'ra will make a difference in the understanding of the word. Certain verbs, which if you pronounce it on the Mil'el, it's in Lashon Avar, it's in past tense. And if it's pronounced, you stress the last syllable, it means in the present tense. There's another area where Mil'el Mil'ra make a difference. There's a concept known as Vava Hipuch, and this has two applications. Sometimes a verb, which is written in one tense, through the Vav, which is the beginning of the word, it will change from being the past tense to the future tense, or the future tense to the past tense. So a word which is written in the future tense, Yidaber, he will speak. Va Yidaber means he did speak, past tense. That's only true if you write a patach under the vav. Vayadaber means he will speak. Vayadaber means and he spoke. It's two different words. So the person's laning and there's a vav a hipuch, which means a vav with a patach under it in front of a word which is written in the future tense, and he pronounces it vi. He changed the meaning of the word, and again that's something which we'd have to correct him in his laning, because he changed the meaning of the word from past tense to. It's supposed to be read in the past tense. The Vav Hipuch will change it to the past, and he's reading in the future tense. V'yadaber, and he will speak, as opposed to V'yadaber, and he spoke. So that's incorrect. Now it also applies in the other direction. A verb which is in the past tense, it can be changed to the future tense through a Vav in the front. Over there, the issue is not the patach under the Vav. It's the Vav, and the fact that normally a verb is you stress the last syllable of the root of the verb, and over here we move it down, which many times that's going to be mil'el, because you add a right? You add a tof at the end. So if the three letters of the root of the verb are aleph, hey, and vase, you're not pronouncing you're not stressing the vase, you're stressing. Normally you would stress the second syllable, which is the hey base, but over here when you're changing it from past tense to future tense, you move it down to the last syllable. So ve'ahavta means and you loved. Ve'ahavta means and you should love. You will love. It's future tense. So in Kriya Shema that makes a difference what that word means. Ve'nosata. Venosata, venosati, venosati. Ve'omarta means and you should say. Ve'omarti means and you said. That's two different words. In a laning, it's very. To give an example in this week's parsha, ve'lokachta would mean and you took. Ve'lokachta means you should take. Ve'lokachta, you stress the last syllable, means you should take. So that's. Then in the same pasuk, so that's in the sixth pasuk of this week's parasha. So you have velokachtor as kesef b'kipurim, and you should take the kesef b'kipurim. Venosatzor, and you should place it. Velokachtor venosatzor would mean that you took and you gave. That's two different things. Now there are some exceptions to that. In pasuk yudches, there's an exception to that. V'yosisa is future, but since the root is a root which has a aleph, hay, or an ayin at the end of it, so that's a different rule. But v'nosata, again, in Pasuk Yudches, v'nosata would mean you gave. V'nosata, as it's supposed to be pronounced, means you should give. You should play. So, it's something like a person who is a Balkriya, again, if he follows the way the truff is placed properly, he will lay it properly. If he lays it colloquially many times, just the way people pronounce it colloquially, he's actually changing the pirish of what the word means, and we have to correct him at that point in time. The person should be aware of this in Kriya Shema. Ve'ahavta means that you love, ve'ahavta means you should love, and the pasuk means you should love, not that you loved. There are a few other examples in Kriya Shema, but be aware of this concept so Vava Hipuch changes it from the past to the future, the future to the past, and both of those you have to be very careful changing from the future to the past is through a vav with a patach. You pronounce it with a shvo, you do not read it properly. And changing from the past to the future, it has to be mora and not be milel. So just remember, there is no school on Sunday and Monday. Of course, invited to come and learn. But please remember to take your tefillin home. Anybody who's not going to be davening here, please remember to take your tefillin home. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbat.